Warning, the following podcast has outdated attitudes, language, and cultural depictions which may cause offense today. This podcast is also the sole opinion of just one person, and that person is me. So, if you happen to get offended easily, sorry, suck it up and enjoy life anyway.
What the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? No! Son of a bitch!
Welcome, ladies and gents, to another great podcast episode of Time for Crazy. I am your host, Cracker Joe. Stick around today because we're going to have a great show and a great freaking time. I'll discuss shit from my daily life and my past just for laughs and see if you can relate. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast to get the latest episodes right to your phone or tablet. So, without further ado, let's get this show on the road. Stick around. It's going to be a crazy good time. Yeah, crazy, because you know how we do it. What's up, you crazy son of a bitches? Cracker Joe here with another great episode of Time for Crazy. This one, we are going to bullshit about that ignorant and disrespectful people. But I got someone with me. Her name, the one and only Mystical.
Howdy, howdy, guys.
Oh, like she's got a fan base following her. Hello. That's funny. Anyway, last episode we went over the y'all being brain damaged. And as I see in the news the last couple months, yeah, y'all still brain damaged and getting worse. Worse and worse. Bitching about what Joe Rogan said on his podcast. Pulling your music down because you don't want to be on the same platform as Joe Rogan. Fucking pansies. Two totally different categories. Music, podcast. That's like audiobook and a magazine. Two different things, right?
Yes.
I mean, they're kind of similar, but at the same time, they're different.
Totally.
Yep. And that's what I think about that. There's nothing more to it. Can't say any much more about that, you know. But it'll happen. It'll all go away eventually. So, moving on. Time for Crazy. This week is, of course, brought to you by Lighten Up Body Spray. For those with the stank of cancel culture reigning on America. People, it's simple to use. You apply it once a day in the morning to keep you relaxed and calm during radical events all day long. Some examples of those radical events you run into would be when you put racism first just to divide people or get somewhere. When you're offended by hearing other people's jokes and opinions or thinking that all kids need trophies. So much more. So yank up your pants, tighten up your belt, and get a handle on life with Lighten Up. Yeah, fucking crackheads. I mean, seriously. If you put side more effort into your work in your home as you did and do bitching and moaning about the little things, your life would be fucking way better, right?
Right.
Don't you think? I mean, motherfuckers be bitching about everything,
right?
It's really, and if they can get away with it, they're running. The whole neighborhood's going crazy. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I agree.
And I can't hear you, so you should probably speak up.
I agree.
Anyway, I'm going to define ignorant and disrespectful, just okay. So everybody's on the same page, right? So ignorance is lacking knowledge or awareness in general, uneducated or unsophisticated. That's true. Disrespectful is showing a lack of respect or courtesy, impolite, assholes. Like people who wait for their total at the checkouts, to dig for their wallet, especially those women that are digging down in a big duffel bag they call a fucking purse, to find a wallet, a billfold, that takes them 2 minutes to open, 3 minutes to dig through it to find the proper card, in which case they have to use two cards because they didn't have enough on either one to pay the bill. Now you sat there for an extra 10 minutes. Now, why wouldn't that person just have it ready? They know they got to use it. They know they got to pay. Isn't that a smart thing to do?
I don't know. That annoys me, too. I'm like, you're up at the register. You know you have to pay. So why wouldn't you have the money ready?
Right.
I don't get it.
I mean, it should be in your hand, ready to roll and ready to hand over. Or stick in the machine, slide it up their ass, whatever they decide to do, you know? Who knows anymore what they decide to do? But all I know is these motherfuckers driving me nuts.
I totally agree. It's annoying as crap.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, those that drive slow on a 2-lane fucking highway and you can't pass them for shit. You can't pass to save your life because of oncoming traffic. Not only can you can't pass, but on a 55 mile an hour stretch of road, hilly that you can't get around, they are going 46. And you stuck behind that stupid fool going 46 because they won't let you pass. They won't speed up to at least go to goddamn speed limit. Knowing you can't get around, they look in the rearview mirror, see 25 cars behind them, go, I'm going to get these motherfuckers stacked up. I'm going to get 35 cars this time. Made it home yesterday with 32. Tried to beat the wreck and get 35 cars behind me. Pull off on a gravel road and shit. Just sit there and wave at all the motherfuckers driving past them like it's a parade. That's how small town, Amish town living motherfuckers get parades. They go butt ass slow on the highway. Build up traffic behind them and then pull off to the side of the road and wave. Throw me some candy. Throw me some candy. All they throw in is fingers. And fuck yous.
That's funny.
Or at least I would. I mean, I'm the kind of asshole that fucking ride your ass until you get the fuck out of my way. Move, bitch. Get out the way. You know, if they don't move, I'm finding my way around them. I'll pass a motherfucker on the side of the road.
That's the truth.
I'll pass him on the fucking shoulder. I don't care. It's just
yeah, I know you don't.
It's just the way I drive. That's how I roll. You know?
I've ridden with you plenty of times. I know.
Oh, stop it. You act like I'm psychotic and shit.
Sometimes I wonder.
Well, we all wonder. There's not much you can do about the wondering part. Oh, the wonder years. That was such a good show until they ruined it. How about trying to get out of a fucking parking lot when there is a busy road that crosses said parking lot, exit of the parking lot, and motherfuckers stop at the parking lot so you can't get out. So you're sitting there waiting for the red light to change on their road. So they can all clear the fuck out the way. There's 20 cars sitting there now.
I'd sit there and honk my horn.
Oh, I'd get my front bumper like an inch
until
from their
they
door.
Moved, or I'd get sick and try and back up and go around or something.
That's the only way out sometimes.
Oh, well, then yeah, I'd sit there and honk till they moved.
Yeah.
They
got and how about them assholes that on when there is a chance to get out of a parking lot, there's usually a right turn and a left turn on the parking lot, right? It's wide enough to make two cars go through.
Right.
They take up both sides. Right in the middle. Right dead fucking smack in the middle. And they're turning right, which means it doesn't matter if the light's red or not. They can still turn right as soon as it's clear.
That would piss me the fuck off.
But they just sit there and expect your ass to wait or go around them when you can't really go around them. It's them kind of ignorant, disrespectful motherfuckers that need a bat upside the head, a foot up their ass, and their license revoked. Call DoorDash if you need something. I think, hell, Amazon takes food stamps now. They'll deliver your fucking groceries. No more going to Walmart and fucking pissing people off for that shit no more. Especially like me. But most of these people are the ones that think they're entitled, which is why they believe that they're not doing anything wrong. Like the ignorant fuckers that walk across the street in high traffic. Slow, just strolling.
Like they're strolling through a fucking rose field or daisy fields and shit.
Well, if I figure if they're strolling in the middle of traffic and traffic's moving fast, if they get hit, it's their own fault because they're in the middle of traffic holding it up.
Pretty much, yeah.
You can't expect cars to stop for you when
you're they do.
In the street.
But they do. That's the thing. They do. And they'll throw shit at your car. They'll cuss and scream and yell at you. But it's your fault that they're walking out in the middle of the road when it's high traffic and busy traffic and they shouldn't be there. I'm sorry, man, but I'm not taking my foot off the pedal for no reason other than an animal getting in my way. And last I knew, you ain't an animal. You've got a brain. You know how to use it. You know what you're doing. Pass it on, will you? But yeah, if the people would stop being inconsiderate of others and just pay attention to their surroundings, the world could be a whole lot better place. Don't you think? Don't you agree?
I agree.
I mean, shit. If we didn't have those people pissing other people off, imagine how many people wouldn't be pissed off. That much less people pissed off is, well, Jesus. That's a happier world.
Everyone
right there.
Everyone would get along.
Right. You know, and I really can't share a happy experience or a positive experience about this situation because I can't stand these type of individuals. I don't care what color they are or what nationality they are. I don't care where they came from, down the street, around the corner, my friends, my family, or some stranger from Idaho. I don't care. You act ignorant and disrespectful in front of me, I'm going to call you out on it one way or another. So I really don't have time for any of that. But I will tell you, I don't deal with this kind of bullshit. And I'll snap the fuck out on these ignorant people. You've heard me. You know I will. But I don't fuck around with this shit. You know, I'm not afraid to pass an idiotic asshole on the road or even cut him off and make him come to a dead stop on the fucking interstate, jump out of the car and scare him so they don't do something stupid to the next guy who may have a shotgun or a fucking, you know, rifle in their car and shoot your stupid ass because you was ignorant enough to fucking cut him off on the highway for no fucking reason. Mad at him, honking your horn, flipping him off because you cut him off. He's going to pull that gun out and shoot your ass. You're going to be glad that it was me. Not fucking putting a gun in your face, but just threatening to kick your ass if you didn't fucking watch what you were doing next time. That's all. And I think Mystical needs to get her ass kicked on a regular basis. That you can't drive. That's one thing I know for sure.
Says you.
Yeah, says me. You can't drive.
Says the guy that has serious road rage.
Yeah. I can't say it's serious road rage.
Oh, I can. Trust me. It's serious.
I know nothing. Nothing.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Tell me I got road rage.
Okay.
Shut up!
So, it's not me with the road rage. It's everybody else. Just don't know what the fuck they're doing. And I'm sorry, but it does kind
of... I'm crazy!
Make you want to do some shit, you know? So, they bring it upon themselves, and I come home and...
Dopey-dope!
So, I don't go murdering people. I come home and just get dopey-doped. Smoke. Some shit. Get fucking high as hell. Pass the fuck out after I beat up a bag of Doritos. Some Fritos. Some Cheetos. Something with O's. And then move on to the bedroom and pass the fuck out. Because getting high. Someone that wax. Gets you all fucked up. You know what I'm saying, Mystical?
I do.
Make you say things that you didn't think existed, like them purple elephants on Republican people. Or actually Joe Biden talking like a normal individual instead of being stupid on the podium. Now, his writers have got to be fucking laughing their asses off when he does his speeches. Yeah, because most, you know, presidents and stuff, they would have individuals that write their speeches for him, right?
Yeah.
And some of the speeches that I've seen news clips of that he've read, These people are making him look like a big old jackass at the podium when he's saying something. And they've got to be in the back room level. Watch this motherfucker ain't going to catch this word either. Check him out. I got $5 on this one. Oh, shit, he didn't. He said it on national television. Shit, give me that $5. And they're back there throwing bets like it was clocking craps. I'm for real. The whole White House is laughing at you, bumbling Biden. It's talking about how cute a little girl was. Fuck. Anybody else would have done that, they'd be on the sex offender registry. But your creepy old ass don't, because you the president. That's all right. All I got to say to that, seriously, I mean, really is,
what the fuck?
And we're going to go into the next what the fuck thing. And that, of course, is going to be brought to you by none other than. Well, it was going to be the look past it prescription wear, but apparently that's not actually working. So we're going to skip past that. And you know about the look past it prescription wear, the kind of prescription wear that every American needs that throws them crybaby fits. So they can wear them, walk around town proudly, and look past the little things in life that irritate them and bother them, freak them out and scare them, you know, like a wrong color moving into their neighborhood or somebody wearing a rainbow colored shirt, freaking them out. Two of the same sex holding hands walking down the street. Yeah, that shit kind of freaks a lot of people out. And you people that freak out like that, you need a pair of these freaking prescription wear. Go out and get some today. You think you can find them at, what? Hy-Vee, Haunted House? Maybe over at Walmart? CVS? Come into a store near you. No, I'm just kidding. They ain't coming up fucking nowhere. Unless Elon Musk decides to take over the idea of like some digital electronic glasses that when it senses bullshit coming in your eyes or irritation coming from your eyes of you seeing something that was bullshit, then it cools you down by fucking mind melding you or something. I don't know. It should be some Star Trek shit that needs to hook up with Elon Musk to get people to mellow out, you know? Make some real look past it eyewear. Just some real lighten up body spray. You think?
Yeah, that'd be cool as shit.
Yeah. I mean, they're trying to make the Apple's trying to make that new goggles. 3D goggles. Come on, guys. Why don't you work on some look past it prescription wear for every American with a cob up their ass? I'm watching Joe Biden on the fucking podium. Looks like he's got a couple cobs up his. He's sitting there so stiff, so firm. He really don't know what he's doing. Just like I don't know what I'm doing right now either. But I tell you, my what the fuck moment actually came a couple of these motherfuckers from just running across town to go to the pharmacy and back. You know how easy that is to piss me off going to the pharmacy and back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that doesn't take much at all. The thing that got me was they all had one thing in common. They were all of African descent. However, they were all at least under the age of 25. Already thinking they run this place when they haven't even experienced life. They think they run life. So some asshole's driving 10 miles an hour or 10 miles an hour under the speed limit on a 2-lane road, down a residential road, which is 35, with a whole lot of cars behind him. It's cold outside. The weather's changing. The fucking roads were dry. They weren't even wet. They had no snow. They had no ice. And this schmuck is driving 10 miles under the speed of 25 miles an hour down this neighborhood that clearly has a sign every freaking block. It says 35. And he's cruising like he's fucking driving Miss Daisy to the store. That is irritating. But bit my tongue. Moved on. by moving on, I'm on my way back. And at one of the stoplights by the highway, there was people trying to get in and leave a parking lot that was blocked by several cars trying to get on the highway. 3-4 cars deep, but they wanted to block the parking lot so nobody got in front of them. Because God forbid one fucking car get in front of them pulling out of a parking lot, like you're going to miss the red light or the green light and it's going to be red. So everybody's got to fucking scavenge to get to the front. It's bullshit. That's how accidents happen. That's how ignorant fucks get punched. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. You'd be more engaged if you didn't have that iPad in your hand. Nip dicking around with it. Shooting deer on a fucking tablet. Is it even deer season right now? You shouldn't be hunting deer at all if it's not even fucking deer season. Put it down. No moose hunting.
It might be deer season.
No moose hunting during a podcast. But anyway, these people couldn't get out. They're fucking flagging people, waving at them and honking their horn and this, that, and the other. Of course, nobody cared. Nobody moved. Nobody got the fuck out of the way. And light changed and everybody fucking hit like block 3 and tried to get the hell out of Dodge before anybody else could pull out the parking lot. And then we leave, get down the road. I stop at the pharmacy by my place over here. And I'm trying to leave the parking lot. There's 2 outs and 1 in lane for the side lot. This guy had blocked both parking lots, or both entrance and exit on that driveway. And then I'm behind him honking the horn because he had his right fucking turn signal on, but didn't leave the parking lot. There was no goddamn traffic coming. And my only way of getting out of the lot was to, well, drive on the incoming side. And hopefully there was no cars getting ready to come in, right?
Right.
So I get up next to him, of course, and I drop my window down. Before I could say anything, he starts snapping on me, telling me next time I need to fucking shut up and I need to go around him if I'm in his way and blah, blah, blah. And I get back, fucking start yelling at his stupid ass, telling him that you just shouldn't sit there. Just get the fuck out of the way, dude. Don't take up the fucking both lanes. You won't get yelled at. You won't get honked at. Stay in the parking lot if you're going to sit there on your phone. Otherwise, next time I'm going to fucking smash the back of that car.
That's a good point. If you're going to be on your phone, don't pull out.
Right. And I take off, go across the street to Dollar General. I thought he was going to fucking follow me over there. Because he sat there at the parking lot entrance for a while, and then he finally left, split down the street. But I'm at the DG, and I'm at the register, finally, and walked down the main aisle toward the register, which was, half of it was covered by merchandise that they have to put away from the truck, and the other half was open. I was heading toward it. I was actually in the middle part of where the lane was blocked by the eye, or by the shelves on the left and the merchandise on the right. This fucking big bitch tries to fucking come down the same little narrow path that I was walking down and got mad at me because I didn't let her through first. I was 2 steps from getting out of her way. I'd have to back up 10 feet to get out of hers so she could walk through first to let her through. Fuck that. Fuck you. Just because you're black, just because you live in this, on this side of town too, as well as I do, doesn't give you seniority, priority, or anything over me, anybody in this fucking store.
I agree. Totally.
So take your 2-ton chunky ass. Go get yourself a fucking bottle of your cheap-ass wine. Don't forget your fucking black and milds. Take your fat ass home. Eat some ice cream in the bathtub. Have fun. Enjoy. That's what you fucking lazy sons of bitches do anyway. But don't ever fucking yell at me for getting in your way, because Teletubby, I'll push you out the way. And if I knock your fat ass over, you're like the Pillsbury Doughboy. You ain't getting back up. Three people going to have to help you ass up. It's going to be the fire department down the street. Because ain't no man going to be fucking man enough, strong enough to pick your fat ass up off the ground. Or want to. Now, all that bullshit happened within 30 minutes. That's all the longer it took me to go from here to Crossroads and back, basically. 30 fucking minutes. I was pissed. But anyway, I'm just tired of running into ignorant ass fools and disrespectful and who feel that they're fucking entitled to everything. I also found out I might have to have shoulder replacement surgery. I got to go to Iowa City and get a second opinion. I'm going to do that here in a couple weeks. And fell a few times, didn't break anything or re-break anything, thank God, knock on wood. And it's just my shoulder seemed to have repaired itself in a fucked up manner where it doesn't work right. And it's not going to work right until, well, they fix it. So anyway, it's Cracker Joe. Don't forget Mysticals here too.
Sayonara.
We're out the door. Peace.
Do you ever get that, you know, kind of attitude? Or how about just getting frustrated over people doing stupid shit? Well, I know exactly where you were coming from, and I have the solution to your frustrations. It's called Time for Crazy, a podcast dedicated to venting about everyday crap that frustrates the masses. So instead of calling your sister, your mother, or your brother, possibly a friend even, but definitely not on your spouse, to vent about your day, tune into an episode of Time for Crazy and let the host Cracker Joe take care of the venting for you.
All right, folks, we have come to the conclusion of another wild episode of Time for Crazy. Thanks for sticking around, and don't forget to subscribe to my channel to get the latest episodes right to your phone, tablet, or your PC. Stop back next week for more crazy fun on Time for Crazy with your host, Cracker Joe. Have a wonderful week, and remember, stay crazy, my friends.